Round one. Fight!
Hi and welcome to the first episode of Don't Be a Scrub podcast. My name is Spider Carnage, aka Verbose Mute on Xbox Live. My interviewing partner is Mutton, aka Muttonhead01 on PSN. The purpose of this podcast is to interview Street Fighter players to see their insights into their game, how they train and prepare for tournaments, what tips they have for new players, and how they got so good at the game. We hope this podcast also brings the communities closer together and that we can all learn and level up our game together. Predominantly in the beginning, we'll be focusing on the Melbourne community, as both Mutton and myself are local to that scene. But in due time, we hope to interview other players from around the country. I recently just lost my voice, actually, during one of the interviews, and I usually don't sound this bad. I must apologise for it, but hopefully in the next couple of episodes, my voice will clear up and I won't sound like an old buzzsaw. Thanks. Our first guest is TEC Soul. The interview was done at Chris's Clubhouse by Mutton. We hope you enjoy it. You can also find the full transcript of the interview at Mutton's blog, beingascrub.wordpress.com. Being a scrub is one word.
Cool, we're here today with Saul, the pride of Melbourne.
Are we in the pride? Did I get it yet?
Yeah, so, I mean, he's a top player in Melbourne, plays Abel and Bison, so let's get right to it.
Alright.
So, Saul, man, tell me about your history in fighting games.
History in fighting games? Well, if most people can tell, I got my name from Guilty Gear.
Oh yeah,
Soul Bad Guy, yeah, that's where it came from. And yeah, I was playing from then, but wasn't really competitive until late Third Strike, early Vanilla.
Uh-huh.
And then yeah, just went on from there.
I see. And, but you've been playing Street Fighter for a long time, right? With Justice and
Yeah. As the brothers, yeah.
I see. So when was your first tournament?
First tournament, Couch Warriors. The first ever one last year, and I was a pad player back then.
Oh, you were a pad player back then? So how did you do in your first tournament?
I came 13th, so I bet way on pad, only I guess it's Bison. It was good.
What's up with you, like, first tournament places top 10 is first tournament, you get 13th, man.
No, I was just luck. People just did, I didn't even know what was going on.
I see. Cool. So tell me a little bit about Soul, the photographer.
Okay, just been studying photography about 2 years now.
Okay.
Done a course and recently got my camera upgraded, got a couple of new lenses, and yeah, just basically photographer, do weddings for Arab weddings, relatives and stuff, and yeah, just cover events as well with my photography.
I see. Well, I always say to Ali that, you know, TEC is as pretty much it all, like you're Justice doing graphics, you're Pyro game programming, you're doing photographing,
totally. Ali doing the write-ups,
and you've got Axis looking good, so you've got the whole package going. But I mean, what about, I mean, you're 18, right? So what's next for Soul, the career man?
Hopefully just extend my photography career to the next level, really.
Okay. So you're working at Telstra now, right? So
yep.
Tell us what you're doing at Telstra.
Just the house center, basically.
Okay.
Just deal with people's complaints, trying to help them out. Easy, real.
So what's it really like inside Telstra?
It's just the usual, man. It looks like an IT room.
Okay.
Really, yeah, with phones. That's about it.
Cool. But eventually you want to do something like long-term?
Oh, yeah. Maybe, hopefully, either Dave's going to open up his own graphics business and I'll work with him as a photographer.
Yeah.
Or I'll lead my own way, either work with someone, because I know a few top photographers already in Australia.
Yeah.
And they're good friends of me, or I've opened my own business later on.
I see.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Why you started playing Bison over Evil in tournament?
Recently?
Yeah, recently.
Well, most people go down the path of learning Ryu to improve their footies and zoning.
Yeah.
I find Bison's just the same, really.
Okay.
You need to be good with zoning to actually play Bison. And yeah, it's helped my overall game, but it's helping just with my Able and all that as well, just learning Bison.
So you picked up Bison to work on your footsie.
Yeah, footsie game. Really.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
So which are the matchups that you know in tournament that you take Able over Bison and Bison?
Able over Bison. Able over Bison. Let's go. Guile, definitely.
You take Able,
Shun?
Right?
I would. Yeah. Shun, I would, just because I know the matchup more with Able at the moment.
I see.
Ryu, I would, and Blanka, I would.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So which matchups would you straight away go for Bison?
Zangief?
Yeah.
Sagat?
Yeah.
Ibuki, I would generally.
Yeah.
Honda.
Oh, okay.
And who else is it? Rufus, yeah, Rufus.
But Somniac says that, you know, Bison Zangief is in Zangief's favor. So
it is, but it's much worse for Abel than it is for Bison.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Bison's got ways out, Abel.
I see. So, why are you picking Bison for Ghost Crackers? Is it just because you can escape?
Not generally. The main reason is not to actually counterpick people. It's just the fact that I enjoy Bison. You know, he's got good footies, but he also has a sick rushdown.
I see.
Yeah, he's pretty safe in his box rings. Plus, they're strong.
Okay.
His box rings.
Okay, cool. So you're one of the few players who are capable of playing, you know, multiple characters at a high level. So how do you do it, and why do you do it?
Why do I do it?
Yeah.
Personally, I like mixing it up.
Okay.
Keeps the game fresh, in my opinion, and for me, at least.
Yep.
Also, it helps knowing what the character's capable of doing. Because I'm doing it and it's in my hands and I can see what it beats of the other characters. And the way I do it is basically trials to learn the basics combos of this and then work on them and elaborate on them in training.
I see. So you think that playing multiple characters helps you learn the matchups?
Yes. You learn what of theirs beats the others when you're versing that character while you're playing the other character.
So what do you have to say about, you know, the Japanese style that they normally just play one main and that's it?
No, that's the thing. The Japs do play other characters, but they don't use them. They only play them online. There's in tournament, they only stick to one character.
Ah, I see what I've seen.
Yeah, they got the execution to play anyone they want.
Yeah.
But they'd rather they focus on their main, and that's true. That's what I've been doing recently with Abel and Bison only. I used to always pick up five characters at events, but didn't really place that well. And since I played Abel and Bison solely, it's helped. You know, I've improved.
I see. What are your top five characters, your favorite five characters to use
in this game?
In this game,
Tammy, Abel, Bison, Adon, and Ryu.
Not Zoro, Vega.
Nah, Vega's just fun, but not really as fun as the others.
Okay, cool. Okay, you once told me that you were struggling to place, but Toxie took a little time out to teach you some stuff.
Yeah, basically, safe jumping, option selecting, and P-linking basically all came from Naruga and Toxie, basically. Yeah.
Oh, so once you got, that was when you shifted from Pat to Stick.
That was, yeah, when I was basically trying to get Stick with that.
Oh, nice. So after Toxie taught you the trinity of option selects, blinking,
and
same jumps,
yeah,
you started placing.
Yeah. Oh, well, it improved my game overall.
Nice.
Hey, you gotta put this part in where it says XSM just walked past at this point. Hey,
yeah,
everyone.
Going. Okay, cool. Okay, so Ali talked a little about this before, but can you tell me a little bit about TNC?
What's
your history
in
TNC?
My history?
Yeah.
Just, I joined when we began Halo, basically. Halo, joined with Ali.
Yeah.
Play a few tournaments and join the forum, the Gamer Hall forum, and yeah, it's just basically a big gaming plan with multiple games, really.
So what's TEC's plans for Halo Reach?
I don't play Halo Reach, so you gotta ask her.
Oh, you don't play
Halo
Reach?
Yeah, no, that's right. It's just, I haven't had time, man. Work and Street Fighter, that's it. They're the main two. Because I don't have time for two games anymore.
Because I heard that Pyro is gonna, like Ali and one of you guys are gonna...
it's not me, it's Pyro's brother, Ali, and a few others.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Cool. So, question that I ask everybody, what is footsies in a sentence?
Footsies is what poke or what normal you can use to out poke the other person.
Okay.
First poke the other person's normal.
Yep.
And what certain distance you can use a poke to keep the opponent out.
Okay. So it's a range game.
Yeah.
So how much time do you spend in training room?
When I get the chance, or when it does start.
Before you started looking
at before everything. I started looking at everything, probably an hour a bit a day.
Okay.
Yeah, every day.
And so what's the key to getting great execution?
Consistency. Consistently doing the links. consistently going over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Until you absolutely have the muscle memory of that link down.
Yeah.
And then just keep doing it until it changes it up again. But once you got, basically what I found is really once you've perfected the combo,
yeah,
you've got it. It's just, even if you go away for 2 weeks, train it up again for like 5 minutes, you have it again. It's just in your muscle memory.
So for you, it's all about muscle memory.
Yeah, I use muscle memory.
Yeah, you're known for your flashy rushdown style, and some people say at times that can be a downfall in tournaments. So, but I feel that sometimes you have to play the way that you really want to play to get the best Street Fighter out of the game. So, I mean, what do you think about that?
Yes and no.
Yes,
I agree with. Going flashy is good.
Yeah.
But at high level play, it's really not the smartest idea because you're just burning meter and scaling the move. But in some situations, like say after a able, you know, forward towards meeting kick, heavy punch, change direction, cancel,
you're
going to do something after that and they're almost dead, then
yeah,
you might as well go for it if you know it's going to kill them. But if it's like half health and then I went near dead, there's no point.
Okay.
Just going to scale too much.
So, I mean, you once told me some stuff about this, but...
Sorry to cut into the interview, but I fucking hate console tournaments.
Why, whatever.
What happened?
Man, every time I go from one screen to another,
it changes.
It's fucking different.
That's why we we want to get sponsored and get normal TVs, but all the same. That's why.
It's stupid, man. First of all, I lost to your brother, power 50.
Yeah.
Then I missed, like, the fucking easiest uppercut.
What screen? Which one?
Huh? This one here. I'm fimbling. I'm doing light kick, and the second one, light kick, is not even
coming
out.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, well.
Apologize.
No,
is it on tape?
Yeah,
I apologize.
Tape. No, it's
cool. I apologize to heavy weapons.
Nah, it's not your fault. It's the fucking. It's this man.
I know.
It's console talking.
Nice. That salt's gonna be there for immortalized. So, I mean, you've talked about this before, but tell me your whole mentality once you do the forward medium kick with Abel.
Yeah.
And how do you develop your whole game and all that once you see what opponent does?
Okay, if I get the, this is how it is. There's two options.
Yeah.
If I get the forward main kick, if it hits,
yeah,
to hit confirm, always go, like I see Abel's, go for tornado fast. That never do that. You got the hit confirm, go for the big combo, go for the heavy punch, change direction, whatever after it.
Yeah.
Sure, it's a one frame link,
yeah,
but why not go for it? Yeah? It's your main, use it. Also, when they block, you got two options. You can either frame trap them with the heavy punch if they're going to jump, and you know they're going to jump out,
mm-hmm,
expecting a tornado throw,
mm-hmm,
or they're going to backdash, and you can option select that into another forward dash with them into a tornado throw. But generally, if the people don't know the able matchup, and I can tell they don't know it, forward main kick into the thing, into tornado throw, if they block.
So thoughts on soulless versus breathless?
Matchups.
Just matchups.
Matchups.
At this point of time, do you think that Breathless is that good?
No. Nowhere near as good as it was at the start.
So, now you're a soulless guy?
Mainly. It's just against Zangief, Chun-Li. The thing is, the reason I use soulless, Breathless, for the main reason, is to psych people out. Because, like, say when you see, which Ultra? Got Ultra, who's a good one? Anti-Ultra. Okay, so when you see Haken, he's got Ultra too.
Yeah.
Do you jump?
Depends on the distance.
That's what I'm saying, in general, do you jump at all when he's up?
Well, actually, I jump a lot. With my downfall.
Let's talk in general though, safety wise, do you jump?
No, you don't.
Exactly, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Abel's got Ultra too, he's got it there,
yeah,
you shouldn't jump.
Yeah.
And that's what I use it for. If you stop Chun from your jumping game and Zangief from the jumping game, what else do they have? They needed a Chun to set up the game. Chun-Li can poke you, yes. You can even alter them though. But because if Chun-Li Abel is on the ground, it's staying on the ground, Abel, I reckon, is 5-5.
Okay.
If Chun has advantage air and ground, then it's back to her and her advantage at least. Probably 5.5, 4.5.
Okay, cool. Very interesting. So, where do you look on the screen when you're playing?
Character.
Your own character?
No. Other character. Opponent's
character,
yeah.
Okay, so. Does that change depending on the matchup? Like Cactus used to tell me that when he plays Bison, he looks at the space above Bison because a lot of Bison's aerial game against Dalsim.
Yeah.
Like which part of the character do you look at?
Just his overall. Just the overall character, you know. Just I try and look all around at the same time, but I like focusing on the character. But I like having my character in my peripheral vision.
Okay.
I like being there and scouring the other opponent's character as well.
I see.
Because I've noticed this from playing Phalanx a bit lately as well.
Yeah.
If someone does a random poke, like a Bison loves to throw a standing heavy kick, standing in kick.
Yeah.
By the time they do that, you can record them basically for full screen for free.
Yeah.
You know, if you see that opponent throwing out normal, you got to be quick. You can react to them. To some normals, like Sagat. If you see him do reckless heavy kicks, you can actually try to minion kick into change of direction, and it beats it. You know, there's little things like that you got to focus on.
I see.
Punishing the normals, basically. Yeah.
So, how do you prepare for a tournament? How did you prepare for a ban?
Played the night before. That's it, really.
So, no special preparation, just...
Really, all it was just having... I normally don't have too much confidence in my gameplay overall, but, you know, I had that day or two before BAM, I had Exus supporting me, I had Nika supporting me, and I had good high-level casuals, you know? And... that week or two before it was before BAM was the time I realized I should definitely stick to two characters for now, just two main characters, and that's when I went hard on A1 Bison.
Okay, did you do any special, you know, scouting on the Sydney players, like Bomb? You know, Bomb was
for
you and etc.
I knew I played Kianten a few times, and plus Moles training against Chun really helped as well. Again with Gangster as well, Moles training helped.
Okay.
Benson, I just generally know Honda from Xbox Live. I know what they can do and I know what they can do to stop it as well.
Yeah, that's what I was worrying about, because you don't really... Okay, no disrespect to Berserk, but you don't have a top 8 Honda.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's the thing, from Xbox Live, I just generally know the matchup. Plus, you know, reading up on SIK, what can punish what, and that helps a lot.
Okay.
Who else was there? There was Sicario, Abel, Garo. I know the matchup pretty well already. Yeah. I should know the matchup anyway, since it's in my favour. And Bomb was Bomb. You know, I was expecting... I was treating like I was playing Daigo. The guy's execution is that good. And he's just overall footy damage as well. Just went into the game. After the first round, I knew I just had to keep him out. Keep him out, zone him out, to the point where he's frustrated that he couldn't jump in. As you saw, I started anti-airing with Crouch Fierce.
Yeah.
So I just kept him from jumping out. And it helped, you know, but... Wimbledon last round. Anyway.
So, what? Speaking about Human Bomb, tell me, you played Daigo, right?
Yes.
With your Abel, and you played Bomb with your Abel.
Yes.
So, what was the big difference between them? Are they like from the same vein?
Biggest difference was I was intimidated when playing Daigo, and that threw me off my game completely. It wasn't until the last round I actually played my game against Daigo. But Bomb was Bomb, you know. I know how he plays, I know what he does, and because I play him online a bit, you know. That helped. It helped knowing what he's going to do. But Daigo, it's the first time. Come on, man. Every person hears about Daigo online, and you're playing him here.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be nervous. Plain and simple. You're always going to be nervous.
So the Daigo factor is real, and that's
it. Yes. Yes. Even though he threw a random fireball. But anyway.
Yes. Should we go into that a little bit about
that? Nah,
okay, cool. So, what were your thoughts on BAM as a tournament and your own performance, you know, the exhibition?
My performance was happy. I was happy with my performance, you know. I had, it felt good having Melbourne support from the top players like Mike, obviously. Heavy was really good across the weekend, always cheered me on.
Yeah.
Xavier, Ali and Dave, my brothers, they were very helpful as well. You got Naruga. So, oh, just having Melbourne on your side, Akira as well, taught me a few things mid-game as well, what to do. So yeah, just having players with that capability on your side, you know, telling them what to do, and you know, having living in you helps a lot.
Which is interesting because, you know, I was walking past, you know, okay, I was eavesdropping on Toxie and Naruga talking or something like that, and Axis was going, no, don't take me in the 5-on-5, since you already have Naruga's blocker, take Saul, Saul's able. And I was walking past and thinking, and then later in the day, you like beat 4 Sydney guys, and that was a good decision by him, that was a good selfless decision by Axis.
It worked out.
BAM
overall, it was really good.
Yeah.
The only thing that could make it better,
yeah,
in my opinion, is air conditioning, definitely.
Yeah.
And a high level player.
International
player. Yeah. Either America, Japan, even Europe. Just somewhere from there, I guess.
So you could choose one guy, any guy to come from anywhere in the world, who'd you get?
Tokido.
Knows
English and good at multiple games.
Interesting that you and Ali both say Tokido.
Yeah, no, it's just the overall fact that he's really good at the game.
Yeah.
And he's really good at multiple games.
Yeah.
And he knows English. So it's the trifecta, really.
Okay. Very interesting. So, what was going through your mind in the exhibition? Like, first match it was you versus Kientan, right?
Kientan.
Yeah, so tell me about that.
First words was, Don't let Chun feel like she's gonna dominate you with her poke. Because that's what happened the night before with Bison Chun-Li when I played Countdown. And I let him get in. Once you get in with Chun, you know, all her pokes are safe. And you can, she can do with them all day if she wants. Yeah. Standing medium punch beats everything.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I'm like, and that's when I actually realized something. I realized I never used EX Change of Direction.
Uh-huh.
Until that match, it was the first time I've actually used it. Because I knew he was going to poke. I knew he was going to do pokes. It's Chun.
Yeah.
He has to poke. And then, yeah, just absorb, get a free knockdown, and set up from there. Also, I realized he backdashed a lot.
Uh-huh.
So I tried to always sweep as much as I could to catch him. And yeah, just basically when you shut down his game, you know, if you can't poke and you can't backdash, it just eliminated two big things for Chun. Two huge things for Chun.
Okay.
That's it. And just from the game, it worked out from there.
So were you nervous? Like, were you nervous at the first match? Or?
First round of Kianten, yes. After I won that,
it
basically smoothed out after it.
So by Gensa, Benson. Benson was next, right? Was it Gensa?
Benson and Gensa, then Sakari.
So you started getting more and more.
Yeah, and then when Bon came on, it was back to square one again.
So then you felt
it was back to Kianten again. Yeah, and then it was after that first round again, I started feeling okay. And then last round was there.
Okay. But okay, after you lost to the Human Bomb, and you sat down and, you know, like all the Melbourne guys gathered around you, and I was cheering from the city side.
Yeah.
But I mean, what do you think? Like, do you think Human Bomb could have reversed OCB'd us like that? Or?
I had it in my mind just for the fact that every single player on my team did not have casuals that day. And Bomb was there since 9 o'clock in the morning playing casuals.
Really?
He was. That's the only reason I had it in my head. I'm like, Toxic just rocked up. Haruya just rocked up. Akira just rocked up. Like, somebody just rocked up like an hour before. I'm like, the girls haven't had any warm-ups. This guy's been playing all day. And he's coming off a win. So he's got all the confidence to do it while these just haven't played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Yeah, for me, the interesting thing was that, you know, Toxie wasn't the anchor. That you guys put Akira last. Yeah, who made the decision?
I think it was Akira himself.
Okay, so he said, oh, put me last.
I think he felt comfortable being last. And generally, yes, normally Akira, it's a good decision. But, you know, it just wasn't a good day, I guess. Akira, if Akira's good enough to do whatever he wants to do, man. Just give it to him. Everyone on my team was, really. Xavier, Naruga, Mike, and Toxie.
Yeah.
Akira, yeah. They can do whatever they want, man. They can make it their own ones. They're good enough.
Yeah. I mean, you can say that because you put Akira in. You knocked him out of top of the pool,
nah,
right?
That was a close game, man.
Yeah. Because I was sitting and I was spectating, right? And I saw Toxie go up second last.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I was so hyped. Like, oh man, that means Akira's going last. Like, the secret weapon. You know?
Yeah, because Akira. But that's the thing, man. You got Bomb, who's on a 4 win streak. Full of confidence, and Akira hasn't warmed up. No excuses or anything, but I'm just saying. Just a general fear of Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Someone who's fully warmed up and with the skill of Bomb over someone who hasn't played at all that day.
Yeah.
Generally, is a big factor, in my opinion.
Okay. Very interesting. So who are your favorite players? Who's the best able in the world?
Akira.
Shiro's the
inspiration.
Is he still playing Bison?
He just started recently. He doesn't upload much, but yeah, I don't think he plays much either. He just recently uploaded some videos on the PC Network.
So he's your favorite Evo?
Definitely.
So what about Bison?
Next, Bison? Probably, what's his name? Kuma. Japanese player. Yeah.
Oh, so all Japanese players. You don't.
Generally, that's who I learnt off. That's why I got. I got one American and one Japanese for both. That's why I was gonna say for Abel it's Ryder as well.
Oh.
Ryder for Abel.
Okay.
And for Fing it's probably Andre. Andre or Yikes. Andre or Yikes. They're both really good to watch.
So I mean, other than, you know, your mains, who are your favorite players to watch from the world? I mean, it doesn't have to be a guy who always wins, but just a guy who
always wins. Who have we got? Uriya, definitely.
Okay.
With Sakura, Chun-Li, and Viper, and Takeda. You learn a lot from watching Takeda.
Okay.
Just his overall knockdown game, how he always goes for knockdown and sets up after it, is very entertaining to watch.
Okay. So, I mean, this is pretty much extension of the question, but what are your top 5 matches, your favorite 5 matches of the year?
For what?
like that, yeah, from streams, from matches that you witnessed, even matches that you played in? I know it's hard to say.
I'm gonna say from BAM, BAM vs. Toxie.
BAM vs. Toxie.
That was
Winners
definitely
Finals? Or
Winners Finals.
Winners Finals, right, yeah, yeah. That, I like that too.
Who else is there?
I like Mochi vs.
I'll say Margo vs. Saka.
Oh, the Feilong.
Definitely vs. Margo vs. Saka. I knew Margo was going to win. Margo's too solid. He is the best player in the world, in my opinion.
So you think Margo is the best player in the world?
Yeah. Who else is there?
So if he went to America, he would win EVO?
I don't know if he'll win it. He'll do well. I don't know if he'll win it there.
Okay.
Other matches. You got Uriah vs. Margo. Was good as well.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
pretty dominant for Margo, but anyway.
Okay.
Andre versus Dario.
Oh yeah.
From
yeah.
season B, that was definitely the most.
Yeah.
Gamer B versus Mon. Just the rezone.
The
rezone he did against the Makoto, the losers finals.
Losers finals.
Yeah.
Oh, so the one where Gamer B won.
Yeah. The one where he rezoned perfectly.
So I mean, yeah, I mean, was that interesting or what? Mon
yeah, it's just Makoto. But that's the thing though. That I was impressed by his Makoto. I was more impressed by the actual. Rethink the re-strategy of Game of B. Come back to lose. Like, he didn't lose a round after that. I think he lost one.
Yeah.
Just perfect. Perfect play again. If that's how you know someone's a good player. When they're going to lose a game, it's a character they don't play.
Yeah.
And then come back the next game and beat him pretty convincingly. Yeah, that's a good player.
So, speaking of adaptation, how do you get this skill? Because it seems so, you know, unobtainable.
Really good at learning what your opponent's doing, what constantly doing, like what he's trying to abuse, and knowing what that character, what poke or what normal or what special move there's can be beaten by what.
Okay.
Basically, if you know what, that's back to my point of learning the characters myself. That's back to that point. Now, if you know what beats what, and you know if they're gonna abuse that move, and you know what beats it, you know that's it. You basically can take them down from there.
Okay.
You basically make them change their whole game plan, and that's a big thing in Street Fighter.
So, is that how you play? Try to play Street Fighter play?
Yes.
I mean, that's your whole
that's
game plan?
That's my game plan, yeah.
Okay, very interesting. So, are you guys really hitting over for EVO Japan? Tell
yes,
me about your plans about
that. Just witness Japan, basically. It's a holiday for a whole week and a bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're already in good contact with Gama
and
KSK and stuff like that, so that will help, you know, meeting them for the first time.
Yeah.
And meeting everyone else that's going to be EVO Japan. It's going to be a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be fun.
All three of you guys are going?
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of us going, actually.
Oh, who's going?
It's me, Ali, Dave, Pyro.
Yeah.
A few of Pyro's friends. Maybe Rob Sachs.
Ooh, Rob Sachs.
From Sydney. Yeah. Yeah, there's quite a few people. We're bringing in good contingent.
So can you, like, put stuff in your briefcase or something?
Definitely.
I want to go so bad, but I'm a bum. I'm a bloody bum, you know.
I'll save it for now. There's still 5 months, man.
I kind of afford an Xbox, man.
5 months? You never know what can happen in 5 months.
Oh, yeah. 5 months, I'll still give up. But, okay, cool. So, any up-and-coming players in Melbourne that you want to highlight?
Up-and-coming?
Yeah, like... like, I mean, asking people, and they've all been saying, you know, Saul is the guy to watch. He's going to be, like, you know, he's going to be a force in Melbourne for years to come. Like, I mean, you're only 18, man.
H is definitely, I think, underrated. He doesn't get talked about much, but I definitely think he's up there.
Alright.
Heavy Weapons, definitely as well. Even though he's known.
Yeah, he's known. Though.
He's known, but he's not as known as I think he should be.
Okay.
Because he actually, his knowledge for the game is very good. Very good.
Yeah.
He knows a lot about the game.
Yeah.
Cactus? Yeah, he's improved so much with his Gauss.
Yeah.
And... probably away.
Away?
Yeah.
Using Boxer?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
He just recently started playing again. He's already placing top fours and stuff.
But all these guys are, you could say, you know, all kids in Melbourne, really. They've been playing fighting games.
They have, but they don't have enough credit to their name as much as I think they should.
So, but I mean, is there any new blood?
If we're going to talk about new blood,
yeah,
I
yeah.
think... what's his name? The Makoto player. I don't even know.
Oh, you mean Andrew?
Yeah, him. He's got potential. He already knows how to do Hikawa grab.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a big learning curve.
Yeah, too bad he's playing Makoto.
Yes, you can say that, but, you know, putting enough practice into a character, no matter what tier they are, Wildcat's the biggest thing to that, alibi to that, showing his Haken.
Yeah.
Yeah, just put enough effort into a character, learn the matchups, and they're still viable. And
yeah.
you can play them.
I was talking with him the other day. He was like, "Oh man, I'm gonna drop Koto on
the
play, bro."
Nah, he shouldn't. He should play whoever he's comfortable with.
Oh, so you think that he should?
He should play whoever he's comfortable with, basically.
Yeah. And he also said that after Gamer B did that to Justin, after Justin
My
Wong did that to
Gamer B,
he was inspired. So yeah, that was pretty cool. So top 8 in Australia.
Name more.
Sorry.
Name them all.
Your top 8.
Yeah, you want to name them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tatsu.
Yeah.
Bomb.
Yeah.
Count Akira, even though he's kind of Japanese. Akira.
Yeah.
Naruga.
Yeah.
Heavy Weapons.
Heavy Weapons top 8.
Yeah.
Nice.
Gangsta.
Yeah.
I'm just at 7.
Yeah, you're at. You said Bomb, Akira,
Toxie,
Naruga,
Heavy,
Gangsta.
Okay.
You're at 6.
Rob Sachs. Definitely. One more. Probably, I'm gonna throw it out. I'm gonna say Axis. Yes. From how he started in Vanilla to now, like adding all the electricity and basically linking,
yeah,
that you don't see much Bank is doing,
yeah,
just improving that to his game health. So yeah, put Axis.
How does Axis get so good when every time I ask him, have you been playing much? He's like,
no, he doesn't play
game.
Much. No, he doesn't
play StarCraft 2.
The only time he plays is when he comes to my house, and that's once a week, basically.
Okay.
But that once a week, what we do, we actually sit in training together and see what beats what. You know, we learn off each other.
So the best way to get top 8 in Melbourne is to go to your house every week?
No. If anything, go to talk to Nuga's house.
Last question. Tell me about the band combo video. The story behind it, like your collaborators.
Story behind it?
Yeah.
Pleasure contacted me
yeah.
in July.
Yeah.
And he's like, so, seen your videos. Because I did a previous few series of videos. Just
yeah.
you know, normal character combo videos.
Yeah.
And he's like, can you do one for band? I'm like, alright. And then I got invited by
yeah.
Madge.
You know, the band combo video.
I got put in charge and CPSP was a lot of help and I can't give him enough credit for it.
Yeah.
He asked Madge, because they're both on the Sonic Hurricane forum.
Yeah.
He asked Madge to invite me because there's a certain section
yeah.
where you can only get invited to see it.
Uh-huh.
It's an area that comes with it. And Madge asked me on YouTube, on my account, he's like, you want to join the thing? I'm like, sure. And from then I made a thread. Bam combo video, you know, told them what I've got so far, showed them what I've done. I started off making about 8 videos on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just put it in and they gave me advice which ones I should keep, which ones I should take out.
Mm-hmm.
And from then on, basically, people chipped in.
Mm-hmm.
And then David's editing kicked in, everything was going right. And then I went for the other people, like Disc.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Disc.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
was very, very helpful as well.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. There was Combo Nauts.
Yeah.
Really, and Geo and Modern Side as well. Really helpful people.
Wow. There's like, I don't know, it's like a Hall of Fame of combo.
Yeah, basically. That's why I was honored to actually work on it. And I can't thank those people enough. Especially Madge though. Madge was a lot of help.
Yeah.
Madge is CPSP.
He's really nice guy. Yeah, I mean, not only do we have like players and organizers working around the world, so we have like combo makers.
Yeah.
Combo
exactly.
makers collaborating around the world. That's pretty cool. So yeah, for everyone that's listening, Heavy Weapons just walked in and wrote "Sharp Bastard" on a piece of paper. So what big plans does TC have for, you know, like the Melbourne coming?
It's not just TC, it's Shadow.
What big plans does Shadow have?
Well, the website's getting bigger, more and more viewers coming in, more and more, you know, people,
yeah.
visitors, more and more name, you know, we're good friends of Firefly Winner, Venhal, Shuriken,
yeah.
big websites, you know. And it's just basically hoping to get to the point where we have enough sponsors and such to actually make the people want to come. You know, someone like Daigo, someone like Gamerbee, the hype of the month.
Yeah.
You know, someone like Wong, Moan,
yeah.
anyone, you know, really Takedo, just some unknown name. Because I feel Australia's got what it takes to take it to them. You know, Toxie almost beat Daigo. You know, Bomb almost beat Daigo.
Yeah.
After the first game. You know, but
yeah.
that's the thing, like, in general, though, like, he lost in casuals. Personally, Daiga does lose in America, but Daiga, the way he was playing here in Australia, is a different Daiga than how he was playing in America. The guy did not miss a link in Australia. I'm not joking, he did not miss one
yeah.
link.
I, I kind of agree with you, but why is that?
I don't know. I personally don't know. I maybe enjoying himself here more because he's darling. He can be more casual, relaxed.
Is our food or something? You know, our Subway has, you know, the link.
I don't know. That's all I'm saying. I've always said it though. I've always said the way Daiga came here and played, he was serious. That was Daiga at his best. That was Daiga not missing a link, not missing anything at all. Any opportunity to do anything, he wouldn't miss it. And that, if you're doing like that for you, you know, you're gonna make a place.
Yeah, man, oh man, no kidding. So yeah, I mean, you guys made a, you know, a chips, no chips for Blanca video,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I had Blanca's chips.
Yeah, are you gonna make a how to escape breathless video?
There's no need though, man. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
Really, the biggest one is don't jump.
Okay.
You don't have to jump against Abel. Keep him on the floor. Just uppercut if you think he's after the forward main kick. Because that's where the guessing game begins against Abel.
Yeah.
After the forward main kick.
Yeah.
You know what Abel's going to do, and you know he's going to poke anything, uppercut it. Or do whatever special move you have, you know?
Yeah, but what if
you
block? And then,
that's the thing. If you know that Abel's going to block, then that's it. You've got it in your advantage.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. So making your opponent block is just as important as getting a counter.
Yes.
Right.
In my opinion.
Very interesting. But, so, what's on the horizon for Shadow in terms of videos, video content?
Let's see. I'm working on a combo video at the moment.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Another combo video.
Just, but this one's not coming out for a while.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it a big in-game one. In-game combo video.
Oh, yeah, I love your
This is a big one, though. This is like 6-7 minutes.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
I love me.
People love you too, Alex. Just basically take our scene, our name, Tomo to Japan, and actually make people recognize it. You know, make them remember Shadaloo, show them what we're made of. That's what I want to do. I want to go with the name Shadaloo with Soul in my name as a competitor, and I actually want to take. I want to win. I want to win some games. And
so,
I'm not going to go there and have fun.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be serious.
Go there for business.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how do you feel about, you know, Juice Box and Sanford Kelly and Yikes rapping Team Shadaloo at season's beatings? I know I'm not on purpose, but
it was good feeling.
Did you know that they made grand finals?
They did, and they didn't play it.
Yeah,
it was very strange, but
yeah, it would be cool if like Team Shadaloo.
Team Shadaloo won.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, you guys have ambition. My side is like, you know. Yeah, but okay.
Your side's fine, man. You're getting featured by SIK. Good enough, man. It's a big website.
Okay, so I guess that's it. Thanks very much, Saul.
No shout-out section?
Oh, okay. Cool. let's do shout-outs. Oh, wait. Last thoughts.
Anything
you want to say?
Don't underestimate Australia.
Yeah.
You know, we're good.
Yeah.
Personally, I think we are good. Just sometimes, some players, not really others. Some people like Toxie and that.
Yeah.
They perform at the high level consistently. But some players in Australia who are really good don't yet.
Yeah.
They buckle under pressure. But once everyone gets to the level and confidence of other countries like Japan, I really think we're going to be a big force to reckon with.
Very nice. I mean, yeah, you're the most optimistic top player I've seen. Ask Toxie and something
Well, look, we do have. Look, obviously we're behind. That's a known fact.
Yeah,
but if you look at the size population compared to ours, to America's, they've got thousands of players everywhere, man. We got a player base of like 50, 60 in America.
Well, here's a question, man. Like, you know, how far is Taiwan from Japan? You kind of get what
we're going to talk about internet?
Yeah.
That's another big problem, man. We're nowhere near any other countries. And when we do, we got shit connection. You know, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah, I mean, because like Gameloby got that good, but you know,
by playing Japanese, you know, that's the point. If you can go against Daiga and that, because look, I was watching a stream the other night, last week, and the guy was searching in ranked. It was the Taiwanese boxer player.
Yeah.
I don't know what his name is, C192 or something like that.
Yeah.
And from one search in ranked, it was Daiga on the list.
Yeah.
It was Takeda on the list. It was Mago on the list. It was What was there? There was that Viper player, what's his name? Matsuri Viper.
Yeah.
He was on the list. There was quite a few, and if you have a list of like that to play every day, you're gonna improve. You know, you got Daiga, you got Margo every day on your list to play, like in there, right in front of you, online, and if apparently it's lagless, you know, dude, you're obviously gonna improve. If you don't improve, there's something wrong with you.
So did you vote for Julia Gillard?
Yes, hoping she would. Look, seriously, if we have 5 optics,
kind
of simple. It won't be perfect.
Yeah.
It won't, but at least it'll be playable.
So do you think we could get a connection with Japan?
Yes. I
personally
think that. if you actually, Heavy Weapons can quote me on this. He showed me a match he played against online against. No, no, against. What was his name? Sunset. Have you watched him, the cigar player?
No, I haven't.
You ever seen Sunset?
No.
Okay.
Where's he from?
Japan.
Okay,
Sunset.
Okay.
He plays Dan and Cigar online.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Heavy showed me a video of him, and for some reason Heavy comboed better in that match than he does in some games here. So yeah,
oh,
obviously
nice
not that bad a connection, you know?
Yeah, okay.
And if we can get fiber optics, which is very good,
yeah,
and it's like basically a straight long wire,
yeah,
no cutting through, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
You know, if you can get a straight good connection, you know, you're gonna get a decent connection against the Jappers. I remember in Vanilla, I used to play nothing but Jappers. Because Internode have a low ping to Japanese players.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it is. You get a good connection to them, they'll play.
Oh.
If you can get, if they see at least a yellow bar, they'll play you.
Wow, there'll be something like, yo, I just played Daigo 5 minutes ago.
Exactly. I don't know if Daigo, out of all people, play you. That guy loves execution. But I think you actually generally play Japanese.
Yeah.
You'll be able to play that level.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's the thing. If you think about it, the reason Japan is so good is because you look at their middle caliber players to their high caliber. People that begin the game train against them. They play against them online. You know, you're gonna improve by tenfold each week, even. You know? Plus, they share tips. They do everything, and that's what I like about the Melbourne community. It's quite similar as well.
So yeah, shout outs and
okay, shout outs to Melbourne.
Yeah.
Then shout outs to Australia. Shout outs to Ali and Dave. Shout outs to Shadaloo.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Tech. Shout outs to Muttons.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Toxy, Naruga, Heavy, Somniac, Exus, definitely.
Yeah.
Nickers,
yeah.
Bob, Cactus.
you're still going.
Yes.
Yeah.
And basically, just shout outs to the whole community.
Nice.
Just
nice.
The Melbourne community, and just also, final words, just watch out for Melbourne.
Nice.
That's what I'm gonna say.
Nice. So, I mean, to steal something out from Fighters Fury, what about Ranouts? Anything that.
Ranouts!
Yeah.
Ranouts. One thing I don't like is Daigo when he loses, not everyone should jump on the bandwagon and say, oh my god, he lost because this, should have lost because that.
Yeah.
You know, the guy loses, everyone loses. If they lose, they lose. Kind of simple. They don't lose for a reason. Like, alright, sometimes there might be a TV issue, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But that's not their fault. They can't control it. And Daigo's never actually angry after that. But, that being said, there is something called taking hype to a whole level, to just crossing the line of hype. Yeah? Okay, what a few people did. Stuff like that. You know, maybe Daigo's used to it, but I'm just saying, a new player from Japan coming to Fing,
yeah,
you know, probably won't be used to it. That's what I'm saying. It's not bad. Hype's great. I love hype.
Yeah.
But there is crossing the line. You know, so that's basically saying stop the Daigo love,
yeah,
and sticking up for him every second. He doesn't need it.
Yeah.
But also don't, you know,
don't
upset the person. Yeah.
Well, I get what you're saying, but I really get what you're saying. But man, in Australia, when Kentan beat him in the casuals, or when Daigo lost a round, or when Foxy took a round, we cheered like crazy.
We cheered, yeah, we cheered. Cheering is fine.
Yeah.
Cheering is fine. But actually going on the mic, saying stuff, this is that, I think that's pushing it.
Okay.
I get what you're saying. You know, look, I give credit to Man and Andre. They beat him, and they actually played really well. You know, they deserve the credit. But I don't, it wasn't necessarily them doing it. It was the crowd, kind of. I think the crowd took it to another level.
Yeah.
Just them in general were fine. But that's the thing. The people are hating on the players. Not the players. It's the crowd. The crowd got too excited. But can't blame them, man. Street Fighter is a hype game.
Yeah, it is a hype game. But one thing that I'm getting pretty worried about is that, you know, when you go to YouTube videos or you go to any kind of Street Fighter media, when you look at the comments, you know what I mean?
That's the thing, that's what I mean, the internet. So everyone's gonna hate. The haters gonna hate. One saying I'm gonna go out with, you're doing something right when you got haters. Plain and simple.
I guess so, but I mean, what does it say about community when, you know, when somebody puts out something and, like, I mean, most of the time when somebody likes the stuff, they don't really bother to comment, right?
Yeah.
But haters love to.
Love to comment, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know, man, like, if our scene, I know people have talked about this before, but I kind of feel that if our scene wants to, you know, become like a big force in gaming, I don't know, what is it?
What do we need? Is that what you're asking? We don't need that much. We just need, like, the way it's going now, the more Chris's clubhouses we have, the more couches we have, the more meetups in general we have, the more everyone's going to improve. Like, you got people in now playing Take Your Turns against Toxie. That's more practice than you can get, man. The guy is a genius with most characters. Actually, I'd say all the characters. And you got Naruga as well.
Wow, okay. Sorry, I keep going on and on, but explain to me what makes Toxie a genius. What makes him Toxie? How come he can dominate the Melbourne scene like that?
Egon.
See you, dudes.
Egon.
See you, Akan.
Yeah.
Why?
Got a Bucks day tomorrow.
Shout out to H.
Yeah. Yeah, what makes Toxie Toxie?
He's almost flawless. Almost. I'm not going to say he is, but he's very close to flawless in his gameplay. In his gameplay in general. If any character he picks, he will know the safe jumping and what options select they have on the jumping.
Yeah.
Any character he picks. I don't know how. I don't know if he trains him.
Yeah.
But he just moves. The guy's overall gameplay, he takes his Akuma gameplay, which is his main,
yeah,
and uses it on other characters, which works very well.
I see.
So and then you got Naruga and Heavy, who are all very good as well.
So you're saying that Toxie is basically a really well-rounded player. He has kind of no weaknesses. I mean,
Barely weaknesses. Yeah, let's just say that. Toxie on his best day. On his best day, I think can play anyone. I think can take on anyone more.
Okay.
That's how I feel anyway.
It's interesting that you say that about Toxie, because when I feel that when I ask him some kind of stuff, he's like, oh, I just do it. You know, he just says it like that. Like, well, how do you do this really difficult thing? I just do it. I don't know. It's like, okay, you just do it, but that doesn't really help me much, but I don't know.
That's Mike, man. That's why we love him, I guess.
Like, how do you confirm that?
Look, if you get Mike into a proper situation, proper area, you know, where he wants to talk, he'll talk. He'll tell you. He'll teach you. Blah, blah, blah. He will. He's a good guy. Having a good guy plus a really good player, him, Naruga are the main two in my opinion. They're really nice people and they're really good.
Yeah, they are.
So that's the main thing. And then you got other people in the community, like Heavy. Heavy is a really good person for the community.
Yeah.
He speaks his words. He speaks the truth.
I love his band commentary.
Yeah, he speaks the truth. He will say whatever needs to be said.
Yeah.
Good player.
Yeah.
And he's smart with his words. That's why I give him credit. I love him. Heavy's a funny person.
Yeah, Heavy's a good dude that you have to like see in person to fully appreciate.
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool. So yeah, man. Thanks so much, Saul.
No problem, man.
We would like to thank Saul once again for taking the time to sit down and speak to Mutton. This just about does it for the first episode. If you have any feedback, ideas, or just like to say hi, you can email us at dontbeascrubpodcast@gmail.com. No hyphens, one word. I'd also like to give a special thanks to my good friend Slop for writing the kick-ass intro music. So, until next time, stay salty, stay hungry, and thanks for listening.